A new study co-authored by two UAF researchers suggests that, contrary to previous studies, Alaska's wildfires and thawing permafrost may not generate more carbon than its ecosystems can capture, at least through the end of the century. That's potentially positive short-term news, but the study that David McGuire and Scott Rupp advises that Alaska could still become a net producer of carbon if temperatures increases, permafrost thaw, and wildfire frequency and intensity are much greater than the study anticipates. That in turn could lead to a greater concentration of atmospheric greenhouse gases and more warming, an ongoing process climate scientists call a feedback loop. McGuire with UAF's Institute for Arctic Biology and Rupp, director of UAF's Scenarios Network for Alaska and Arctic Planning, worked with other researchers from the U.S. Geological Survey and Forest Service on the study.